step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called The Good Woman versus the Godly Woman. So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles and let's dive right into this show. So I guess you're wondering, what am I trying to say about a good woman versus a godly woman? So here it is. I was inspired by a Mother's Day sermon that I heard on Sunday while I was at church. And when he broke things down, it really made a lot of sense. And you know, there is a huge difference between being a good woman and a godly woman. There is a huge difference. You know, a good woman, she does all these beautiful things. Not to say a good woman doesn't. Takes care of the kids, takes care of the home. And she does all these beautiful things. But with a godly woman, you know, a godly woman, she won't get mad. She will go the extra mile for people. She will, love her enemies, even when her enemies do not love her. And, you know, I've seen what he was saying. There is a huge difference. And we never really take a look at ourselves in the mirror and really examine ourselves before God. Like, Lord, am I being a godly woman today? Am I being that woman that I'm supposed to be in you? See, a lot of times good women, they say, oh, I do this for him. I do that for my kids and I get no credit. But see, a godly woman doesn't have to say she's a good woman. It'll show by her actions, the way she carries herself. She doesn't need validation because God already showed her she is validated. And we have to question ourselves, like, are we really good? Because a Proverbs 31 woman takes care of her family and then goes out and cares for others. She goes above and beyond the call of duty. You know, the only one who can ever be called good is God. God is good. He is good all over the place. You know, and how we can be good is because of the God that is in us, which is Jesus Christ. When we have Jesus Christ inside of us, when we have his Holy Spirit flowing through us, of course, we will be taken to levels that we have never known that we could go before. You know, he does say we're supposed to love our enemies and do good to them. He did not say we be good to this person and then be bad to that person. See, a good woman is good to those who are around her. But sometimes a good woman is not good to the people that she feels that have done her wrong. let's be real. We are not good to the people that we believe have done wrong to us. You know, I really have thought about this because I was not good to the people that have done wrong to me. Was I being a godly woman? No, I was not being a godly woman. I was not being a godly woman then because I was hurt. I had hurt feelings. I didn't want to be good to them because of what they did to me. But I'm good to my friends, or I'm good to my family. And of course, you're good to your children. But are you good to other people? Will you rise above? Will you rise above the hurt and the pain that you feel and be that godly woman that God has called you to be? See, a good woman is a surface good woman, meaning she does the things she thinks she should because she feels it's the right thing. But a godly woman goes above and beyond, meaning she lets the Lord lead her to do the things that a normal good woman would not go out to do. We as women need to stop trashing femininity so much, meaning that I can do it by myself mentality. You know, a lot of good women say that I don't need a man in my life. I don't need anyone to come and help me. So when good women are up there saying, oh, I don't need a man in my life, you're basically saying, I don't need God either. You're saying to God that, oh, I don't need you. I can take care of things myself. Because, God is listening to the words that we speak. And I know that we as women, we get hurt and we are emotional creatures and we feel so many things. We feel so many emotions and we let our emotions most of the time get the best of ourselves. So we really need to live up to the Proverbs 31 godly woman. We can't just call ourselves good and think we did our job for the day. See, our feelings will do good to those we care about as a good woman, but as a godly woman, we will do good to everyone. We will do good to everyone. Like I said earlier, we will even do good to those who are our enemies. It doesn't matter who they are. You know, I saw a show one day where this woman, she was a good woman towards her family. She was a good woman towards her family and everybody. But when it came to poor people, she was not good to them. She treated them mean. She treated them like she hated them. But she was a good woman towards her kids and towards her husband. But she was not a good woman towards other people. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be a godly woman, you are going to be good all the way around. You're not just going to treat poor people any kind of way or treat your enemies any kind of way. That's because you have God inside you. You have Christ inside you. He is leading you into places that you never thought that you would be at. He is leading you to be kind to other people when sometimes our flesh is saying to us, no, don't be kind. But God wants us to be good to all men, not just some men, but all of men. That's why God doesn't want us to be led by our feelings, but be led by the Spirit. And you know, we could call ourselves good all we want. We can say we do good for this person, we do good for that person. But if there's no love, hallelujah, if there's no love in behind there, then what are we doing it for? Are we doing it to get praise? Are we doing it to feel validated by other people? I mean, come on now. Why do we do good in the first place? Because it's said in us, because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do to take care of your kids and take care of your husband. Yes, that's the right thing to do. But when you go above and beyond that, because after you take care of your household and your kids and you see that they're good, then God wants us to go out there and take care of the people. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go out there and mother the people who don't have any mothers. Be good to those who don't have anyone in their life. That is what we're supposed to do. We as women need to know we need God most of all. So let's not tell God that we do not need him. You know, when God does bring someone into our lives to help us, don't reject that. Do not reject God when he sends someone into your life. Because a lot of times we get so hurt and we just be thinking in the back of our minds, yeah, we don't need nobody. We don't need no man. we think this and we think that, but no, we do need each other. And when God sees fit, he will send you someone, or God will take care of you. We do. I can't say that, you know what, if God wanted us to navigate through this world just with him, okay, that would be the decision. But don't ever say that you don't need anyone. You don't need nothing, because you're telling God, oh, well, I don't even need him. And I want to talk about something else too. I want women to really know that femininity is a beautiful thing. You know, feminism is on a rampage right now in this world. But I want to tell women out there, it is good to be soft. You know, it's not saying that you're not strong or that you're not capable, but it's good to stay in your femininity. It really is, because our femininity is a beautiful thing. You know, years ago, you know, when women had to really, you know, really had to fight against some men because some men did not treat them right. And honestly, I do feel sorry for those women, because most women did not have a whole lot of choices back then as they do now. And how they were treated back then, it was horrible. It really was horrible. But we have to know that, you know, that God will always have something better for us. And a lot of times we as women now, you know, we go out here, we meet all kinds of people, but sometimes the people that we meet are not the ones that we were meant to meet up with. I'll just say that. Sometimes God doesn't even want us to meet that person, but we do things on our own because God gave everyone free will. God gives everyone free will of choice. He gives everyone free will of choice on who we're going to meet, who we're going to date, who we're going to marry. And, you know, he does give us that free will, but we have to know that there are consequences when we don't follow him. We don't follow him in his word, when we're not in alignment with him. So please just know that there is a difference between a good woman and a godly woman. And you know, being a godly woman, oh my gosh, it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And we should not just want to be good women. I mean, it sounds good when people say, oh, you're such a good woman. Oh, she's so this and she's so that. No, you want somebody to say she is such a great godly woman, because she is. We need to learn the difference. We really need to learn the difference between those two. And you know what? I never really thought about it until I heard the pastor spoke on Sunday. And, you know, we have to truly know about what it is to be a godly woman. We truly need to know what that is. So if you do have your Bibles, if you do, please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31, and it'll be verse 10 through 31. So if you could flip there with me, because I'm flipping there myself, and it'll tell you what a godly woman really is. And if you're there with me, I'm starting at verse 10 right now. And it says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter, for her household, for everyone, has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Amen. So that is what a Proverbs 31 godly woman looks like. You know, and people out here, they should not really disgrace being a mother and staying at home, taking care of the family the best way she knows how, getting things together for her husband. That is a 24-hour job. You do not get paid for it. You're standing on your feet all day. You are tired. You are doing all types of work, washing clothes, preparing dinners, preparing meals throughout the week. It is a tough job that no one out there should diminish or even feel ashamed if someone's like up there saying, oh, she's just a housewife. You know what? There is nothing wrong with being just a housewife and your husband out there working. There's nothing wrong with that. And we have tripped something up in our society to make women and young girls believe, oh, this is a bad thing. All they can focus on is how the young people say, oh, I got to go get that shmoney. I mean, come on here now. I mean, that is what people this is what people are thinking about now out here, is getting what they call shmoney. And it's really money. I don't know where they got shmoney from, but okay. All right. But still, that's what I'm saying. No woman out there should feel, you know, disgraced or feel, you know, ashamed if she just wants to be a housewife. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And it doesn't diminish your strength as a woman either. Because as women, we are strong. We are strong women. There's nothing wrong with being who you are. If that's what you want to do, do it. If that's what you want to do, do it. Even if you want to get a job and be a housewife too, it doesn't matter. If you want to do those things, you can do it. I'm just saying, don't ever make another woman feel ashamed just because she just wants to do that. Because that is a 24-hour job. It's a 24-hour job. And we have to really, really be thankful for the women out here who are really doing it up, who are really being godly women out here and doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're fulfilling their purpose in the Lord. They're fulfilling their purpose, and we really need to thank them right now for all that they do, for not only for their families, but for their community as well, because they're out there not only, you know, building up their household, they're trying to help other households and helping them and trying to do stuff for them as well after they get done with their household. That's what a Proverbs 31 woman is. That is what a godly woman is versus a good woman. I don't want someone just to say that I am a good woman. I want them to say, I am a godly woman. Don't you want to build up to that every woman, every girl who's listening to this? Don't you want to build up to that? Don't you want them to say that you're a great godly woman instead of hearing, oh, she's just a good woman? Because there is a difference. There is a difference in that. Not to say saying that, oh, she's a good woman is a bad thing, but I want to go higher. I want to go higher than that. I want people to see what God has done, and what is God doing through me, the God in me. I want them to see what Jesus has done, all the beautiful things he's done in my life. I want that to illuminate. I want that to shine through my skin. I want people to really feel that and to know who I am in the Lord and to say, oh, she is a great, she is a good, godly woman. Not to give myself any praise. No, not to praise, but I'd rather have someone say that she's a good, godly woman than saying that I am just a good woman. Because goodness, you know what? It's not going to get you into heaven. Just because you did good to your husband or did good to your children, it's not going to get you to heaven. Your goodness is not going to get you to heaven. What it is that's going to get you to heaven is Jesus Christ and having a relationship with him. That is what's going to get you into heaven. You know, a lot of times people think that you can do so much good here on this earth, they think that that's enough for God. No, you have to have a relationship with him. You can't just think that, oh, I'm going to do all this good and then God is going to let me into the gates of heaven because of all this good that I did. No, it doesn't go down that way. We need to stop thinking that our goodness is good enough. No, our goodness can never be good enough for God, because if it was, we wouldn't need Jesus Christ. So I just want to say to every woman out there, do not be afraid of your femininity. Embrace your femininity. Don't let other people demean you if you just want to be a housewife and your husband works. If your husband makes enough right now in this economy and you don't have to work, praise Jesus, okay? Praise the Lord. Don't ever feel ashamed if you just want to stay at home and be with your babies and cook and clean and do all those beautiful things. Don't be ashamed of that. And we have come to a point in our society where people do look down on that, and they shouldn't look down on that. They should commend that. You know, we as women, we are strong. We are strong. We can do a lot of things. I'm not trying to say that we can't. That's not what I'm saying. But when you try to break down femininity, when you're trying to remove femininity from off the boards, like the way people are doing right now in our society, and that's the agenda, we really need to stop letting them do that. Because like I said, that there's nothing wrong with being soft. You can still be soft and strong at the same time. And I just pray that I broke this down for you guys to where you know what the difference is. You know, there are a lot of people, you know, out here are thinking that God is not hearing them, is not listening to the words that they say. They're just saying everything that comes out of your mouth. But when you sit up here and say, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody to help me. I got this. I got me and my kids. I don't need no man, no nothing, no God in my life. God is listening to the words that you're saying. He's listening to every idle word that's coming out of your mouth. And I just want to say that everybody does need someone. Everybody does. Everybody needs someone to help them, to be a helpmate to them, to help them raise their kids, to help them get through the day. That's why marriage, it is such a beautiful thing. Marriage is an institution that God put here on this earth. And it's a beautiful thing because it just shows how great our God is, because he doesn't want anybody to be alone. He wants people to have helpmates. He wants people to, you know, to fulfill his purpose, because this couple right here, I put them together, God says, because they're going to fulfill a purpose. They're going to fulfill a purpose in my name for me to get all the praise and the glory, because through them, people will see me. And that's what God wants at the end of the day. He wants people to see him through us. But when we don't give, when we give them the world instead of Christ, come on now. God is not pleased. God is not pleased with this world right now. Of course he's not. He's not pleased with the way people are going, especially with some things that are going on with the body of Christ. He is not pleased. He is not pleased with the mockery of what people are doing out here. And we need to be on the right side of God, because time is running short. Jesus is coming back soon, and we need to be on that side of the gate. We don't want to be on the other side of the gate with the other people. We want to be on the right side of the gate of Jesus Christ. That is where we want to be. We should not want to be anywhere else. So I just pray that I broke this down for you. But the last thing that I want to say right now, and I know it's off subject, but I did mention it a little bit just now, a few seconds ago, mockery. I want to say this to each and every person who listens to this. Right now, people out there, people in the world right now, you need to stop mocking Christ. You need to stop mocking Christ and his word. People out there who are twisting the Bible, twisting his word, putting things in there that are not in there, saying this and saying that, you got to stop it. You got to stop it. One pastor got warned with a thunderstorm. Other people got warned by their country being destroyed. Another person fainted on stage and up there, still up there, saying that when she was mocking Jesus up there with her jokes, and she fainted, she's still up here saying, oh, Jesus thinks I'm a hoot. No, that was a warning by God. That was a warning by God up there telling each and every single one of you people who sit up there and mock God blatantly to his face. He's trying to let people know, I will not be mocked. You are not going to sit up here and disrespect me and mock me, and I put breath into your body every day. I allow you to live. I allow you to walk. I allow you to see. I allow you to use your arms to your heart's content. I allow you to be here on this earth right now. In one moment, you have your breath. In another moment, I can take it. We have to stop. We have to stand up for the Lord and say no to this, because there are so many people out here who are mocking the Lord right now. It's not even funny. And I'm afraid people go keep mocking him and mocking him. God gets tired too. He gets tired too. He's tired of all this. He's tired of all of our mess. He really is. So I just want to say this warning to people out there. If you think about mocking God one more time, I'm just telling you right now, I don't want nobody to die in that, but you never know. You never know. I don't want people to die in that. I want people to come to repentance. I want people to know who Jesus Christ is and know his ministry and know his word and know everything about him and have a relationship with him. I'm saying to you right now, I'm just saying a warning. If you keep on mocking God, your breath may not be with you. I am just saying that because this is important. You know, that was coming to me all day. People up there mocking God. I saw a video where people up there mocking God, talking about this and talking about that. And it doesn't even say some of the things that they're putting out there in his word. They're confusing people, you know, making us Christians, you know, sound like that we're crazy. And it needs to stop. It truly needs to stop. Please stop mocking God out here. I don't want nobody dying in that. I don't want people dying in that, because I saw a person who was mocking their friend about Jesus Christ and said all this. You know what happened to him? He ended up with food poisoning. Everything was going wrong in his life until he got back. He actually did apologize. Thank you, Jesus. And I just pray that he finds Christ through all that, and know that God is real. God is here. God is real. And you do not want to play with God, none whatsoever. That is the one thing nobody should ever want to play with, is the highest creator in the world, who created you and me, who created everybody out here. So I'm just telling everybody right now, if you know someone who's mocking God, please warn them. Please tell them to stop. I'm telling people, please stop. Please stop mocking the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stop doing that. Please stop mocking God. Don't use him in jokes. Don't do anything. Because we are at a precious time right now, and Christ is coming back, and people are dying every day. You do not want to die in that. So I pray to God that this message touches you. I hope you're filled with the Holy Spirit. I hope you're filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray that you get filled up with Jesus at each and every single day. And I just pray you guys got something from this show. So I want to thank everyone for tuning into this show today. I just pray that each and every single one of you have gotten something from it. And, you know, just always know that you have purpose in the Lord. So right now we are going to listen to a song by CeCe Wyans, and it's called I Believe for It. It's a really awesome, awesome song. It's a beautiful song. And I just pray that you guys really listen to it and let the Holy Spirit move you as you listen to this beautiful worship song. So yet again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully I will be doing more interviews here soon. Be on the lookout for that and more YouTube videos. And I just keep me in prayer. Keep everything that I have going on in prayer. And just know that God is with you. He is for you. He is not against you. And just know that God has a special plan for each and every single one of you who listens to this show. And I just pray that you are inspired. I pray that you will walk into your fullness of light, and that you will know who God is and see who he is, and know that God, he can live in you too. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask, because it says in his word. It says in his word that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Remember always that the Lord is knocking at your door. If there's a little knock on your heart right now, I pray that you answer it, and I pray that you accept him into your heart, into your soul, into your mind, and let him be the Lord of your life. So thank you guys again for tuning in. I love you, and God bless you all. And always know that you can message me here. You can write me on Spotify with whatever question. I will pray for you. Please keep me in prayer. You pray for me. I will most definitely pray for you. And I just pray that you guys have a beautiful and wonderful day throughout this week. And just like I said, just know who you are, walk in it, bask in it, and know that God is always going to be there. So until next time, God bless you all.
Mountain can't be moved. They say It doesn't matter what it looks like. God, I'm standing on your word. Hey.
God, we believe for it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we believe for it.
You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket.